Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's a new super group in town, a new all-star super group that you got to know about. It is a great band, and it's actually a kind of a tale of two stories. Drummer Kenny Aronoff, who has been around forever and has played with everybody. I mean, John Mellencamp, John Fogerty, Smashing Pumpkins, and vocalist Brett Hellings, who has also been around a while, but is now on a new super path that we'll tell you about. They join us here on the National Defense. Kenny, how are you doing?
I'm great, man. Very, very, very good. Very busy. Getting ready to go on tour with Joe Satriani for 9 weeks through Europe.
Wow.
And recording in my studio and editing a book and just, you know, I'm constantly staying busy. Just finished doing three humongous concerts. Probably up to 120 songs with three different big events. So
wow.
I'm always staying busy. But
yeah.
I'm excited to be part of this because this Brett put together an amazing record and an amazing band, an amazing group of people. So not only was the music good, but the people making it, we got along so well. And you can see if you've seen that video, and that makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. When you got, these are legendary session and tour guys that are part of this deal. And I just listened to the single Kill Me to Keep Loving You. The power ballad is so good. Brett, kind of tell us about your story about how this all came about. And it was kind of due to Alice Cooper, right?
It was due to Mr. Cooper. He's the kind of the first one who played us on his podcast that he has Nights with Alice Cooper. And his tour manager, David Davidian, kind of heard me through that kind of broadcast. And he contacted me, and we got along, and we started. I sort of sent him a bunch of my stuff that I've been in the game for, you know, quite some time now, since I was, you know, in my teens. So, but he liked everything that I previously had done. And there was a unique opportunity during the pandemic sort of era that all these guys, that he knew of, that he thought that he could maybe get together and call, and then they would like it, and maybe we could maybe get together and do a record. So he started calling some of these amazing legendary musicians. I was mind blown every time that he would, you know, mention the name. And you know, I think the first one he called was Kenny, next to Tommy Hendrickson, who was part of Alice Cooper's band. And he called Kenny, and then he called Rich from Guns N' Roses, Rich Fortis, and then Buck Johnson from Aerosmith, and Billy Sheehan on bass, and they all said yes, and they all said that they would be interested, and they were into it, and we all got down there, and we did this record together, and it just really came off so good, and we had such a good time, and you could feel it in the record, and the A Fool in Love, as you can see, has a little documentary video along with it, and seeing us all in the studio making this thing together, and you could just tell everybody having a great time, and the talent and the musicianship was just stellar. So I could not be more grateful and happy how it all turned out, and I got my rock and roll fantasy camp kind of deal. So,
yeah, I was just gonna say, it sounds like a fantasy camp. We're talking to Kenny Aronoff and vocalist Brett Hellings and a new supergroup Hellings and their new single, A Fool in Love. And Kenny, what was it about Brett? I mean, you have to be approached all the time to play on people's records. What was it about Brett that made you say, okay, I'll do it?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it was. First of all, David sent me the music and I loved it immediately. Totally in my wheelhouse. And, then Brett did something very, very cool. He said, I'm going to be in L.A. So I had Brett come to my studio. Mm-hmm. And so there you go. And Brett is extremely personable. He comes from a place in his heart, very loving person. And I remember when we were talking, I mean, you looked me right in the eye. You are great with connecting with people. And I went, man, I love this guy. He's a great person.
I gave you the eyes. That's what happened. I gave you the eyes.
Yeah, you gave me the eyes and kind of brought your head down like you were like, we were going to like wrestle or something, like, what, you're feeling me out. And I like this guy,
man.
You know?
Oh man, I had such a good time over at your studio when we first met, and you showed me all this different stuff that you did. It was a really good moment. Lead singer and drummer coming together, and it was really good that we got to do that before the studio, you know.
Well, I mean, the thing is, my theory is you got to match your drummer and singer together. It's like taking a great car. If you got a great car, if you don't have a good engine in it, that car will only go as drive as well as your engine in that car. So you have to match your drummer and singer. And so, to me, everything is it fills in around that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so cool. We're talking to a legendary drummer, Kenny Aronoff, and vocalist Brett Hellings here on the National Defense. And, guys, our audience is comprised mainly of active duty military veterans and their families. Have you played in front of a lot of those guys?
I have not, but, man, I just wanted to say I thank everybody for their service. I am a big, big supporter of our national defense and our boys and girls to defend this country. So I just wanted to let that out there. But I know Kenny probably has played for them a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, I have never flown and done a specific just for the military. I'm a big supporter also of the military, and then I can't say enough about that. You know, I've done a lot of big events in Washington where there was a lot of military, but, I haven't actually gone to a base or anything. And
this counts, by the way. This counts.
Oh, this counts. Oh, okay, good.
Hey, well, all you people out there, I support you.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know,
thank you.
So,
thank you very much. My father was in the military, and my grandfather was, and so we're big supporters of it. And if you guys ever need someone to play, we could get the boys together probably for you guys.
How cool. Well, I want to ask you about that, Brett. So is this something that you guys will tour with as well? I mean, all these guys
I'm open to. It's very hard. Like Kenny said, he's a pretty busy man, and they all really are. And they're all in the biggest bands in the world, really. We're playing with artists that are so big. So I think I'll be able to get them all together again when there's a great opportunity. And if it's something that's a very worthy cause, or as schedules meet up, or I'll maybe be able to get a couple of them. But I think something for like a major performance festival, especially for the boys and girls in the military, of course. And then some sort of, maybe television performance. I think I can get them all together. And then hopefully, maybe for a little mini tour. But that's kind of what we're looking at just for getting that specific group to get back together again. I think also getting another a shot at the studio with that group together, since it turned out so well.
Wow.
I think that's very possible.
Hey, Kenny, what's the largest crowd you've ever played in front of? I mean, you've been out on the road forever.
Physically, it was a million people. It was Obama's inauguration. I played with 25 artists out of 27. The only two people I didn't play with was U2 and Springsteen. And it was a million people from the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument. And then if you include TV, oh, my God, well, forget it. That was millions and millions and millions. Yeah. Physically, I'd say that was the biggest. I heard there was a million people out there.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that just speaks to...
I don't focus on the audience. When you're doing something like that, where you have 14, 16 cameras, and you got all that material in front of me, all I'm focusing is on what's on stage.
Right.
And executing, almost like a Navy SEAL. It's all about the team. It's about doing your part to get the end result. And it's all focus and execution.
Yeah, and Brett, that's got to make you feel great. I mean, for a guy like that to be supporting your music and to be a part of that and recognizing your talent, man, that's got to make you feel good, huh?
No, oh my goodness. I mean, it's mind blowing, to be honest. And it also just gives you so much confidence in what you've been doing. It moved me to another tier, I think, and just in my mind. And my career, and to get those guys' support, to feel so comfortable with them also, and just know that it's going to turn out amazing because they're behind you, is just such a relief, and also just so special. And I learned so much from them as well when I was in the studio. They taught me a lot just by just looking at their work ethic and who the type of people they are. They're just really, really awesome people. And it's just rare to see such someone so good, so successful, and then so behind you. It's remarkable, really.
That's so cool. The new single is A Fool in Love, and it's the all new supergroup. It's like the second coming of the Traveley Wilburys. I mean, come on,
yeah.
Right?
I think Hellings.
I love it.
A little bit.
Yeah, I played with each one of them, except for George Harrison.
Wow.
I actually auditioned for Tom Petty, and then a box set came out what's the side group? Not the Wallflowers, but anyway, he has a side group.
Yeah.
I'm on two songs. I forgot I recorded with Tom Petty. But there's my. You could hear me count off. I can't believe it. I was like, what? I don't remember recording with him.
That's pretty good. I forgot it recorded with Tom Petty.
Yeah, I know, right? You don't hear that ever.
I know.
That's so cool.
Brett, I thought of something that just came to me as we're talking. If it's really difficult to get us together, we should do a White Stripes thing. Can you play guitar and sing?
I can, yes.
We'll just do the White Stripes.
It's me and you, huh? All
That's
right.
cool, man. That's cool. Hey, listen, guys, thank you so much for the time, and best of luck. But that doesn't sound like you need it. This is some great music.
Thank you so much for having us on, okay? We'll talk soon.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad